It's Friday at EAA Air Venture 2017, and I am Amy Lobota, your host of Attitude Adjustment. We have been missing Rob Mark all week, and our hearts go to him, but the show has gone on. And I have with me today a tremendous guest host. I've had some great guest co-hosts this week. Jill Tallman. Jill Tallman is the senior editor with AOPA Pilot Magazine and does some terrific work with AOPA with Flight School Business News, and you've seen her all over the place. She gets to always fly their sweepstakes airplanes around. Jill, thank you so much for coming in and helping out with Attitude Adjustment.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. And we have another great guest today. We have Tom Turner, who is the executive director of the American Bonanza Society. Tom is an airline transport pilot. He's got a CFI, CFII, MEI ratings. He's got a master's degree in aviation safety and has authored way more books than you and I can ever count.
That's for sure.
I have a 3,000 word limit, it seems like. So I'm a magazine guy. I'm a magazine guy all the way. Tom, thank you for coming on. You've got a big 50th anniversary this year.
Right. Thank you both, Amy and Joel. Yeah, the American Bonanza Society, and by the way, I'm the executive director of the American Bonanza Society's Air Safety Foundation, which is separate from ABS. But regardless, the American Bonanza Society's 50th anniversary is this year, and we're celebrating that, the 70th year of continuous production of the Beechcraft Bonanza, and the 85th year of Beech Aircraft Corporation, all this year with our ABS convention in Wichita in September.
That's like a major party.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine what the cake's going to look like.
Well, that's underway, actually. But we already have well over 600 people and 250 airplanes scheduled to be at the event, which is phenomenal before Oshkosh. Most of our members wait till after this event to really commit to come to the convention. So we're expecting as many as 1,000 or more people at this event.
Wow. That's crazy. Now, you had how many airplanes come into Oshkosh this year?
Well, we don't have any organized number on that. There is an organization called Bonanzas to Oshkosh. It's separate from the American Bonanza Society. I believe they flew 116 Bonanzas and Barons in the formation this year up from Rockford.
116. I can't even imagine that.
I can't. I haven't seen that, and that's one of my goals for another year.
Oh, I have. I love to come in on Saturday and watch the arrivals because it's exciting. This year I caught the Moonies coming in. They were three ships. Mm-hmm. Three of these. And I had to be 25 miles away. And I went, oop, what is it? And I guess the Cubs come in all together. Mm-hmm. So
there was a Cessna and there was a Piper Cherokee fly, and there were a number of mass arrivals this year.
That's exactly right. Do you fly into the show in your own airplane?
Not usually. We have a large amount of equipment and merchandise and things that we bring up from Wichita. So the staff actually drives two vans up. However, the ABS Air Safety Foundation, through a bequest from one of our members, we have acquired an A36 Bonanza. It's in the process of being restored and upgraded. And so it should be our display plane next year up here, and I'll be able to fly it in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about this Air Safety Foundation. What is your mission? What are you guys doing?
Okay, well, the purpose in the mission statement of the ABS Air Safety Foundation is to protect lives and preserve the Beechcraft fleet. So everything we do is oriented toward making pilots better at what they do, making them more familiar and capable with their airplanes, maintaining their airplanes better, and basically learning how to be better stewards of the aircraft. Either we're training the pilot, we train the pilots, we have a program for training mechanics, certificated mechanics, to better maintain these specific types of airplanes, and we have a program for flight instructors to teach experienced flight instructors, as we put it, how to teach Beech, what specific things we've learned about teaching these airplanes over the last 50 years, so that the next generation of Beechcraft expert, mechanic, and flight instructor is available for the next generation of owners.
Can you give us an example of something that's specific to beach that you in how to teach beach?
Well, specifically, I'll do two things. One, we have a program called Fly by the Numbers. Most airplane groups have some sort of preferred technique for flying their aircraft. So we teach people the specific combinations of manifold pressure, flap setting, landing gear system, and airspeeds for flying at the lowest workload possible at various phases of flight. So that's one of the things we do. From a more system sort of standpoint, our airplanes have an electrically activated landing gear system. It's not hydraulic, it's entirely electrical. The advantage of that is that most landing gear systems in general aviation airplane, when they have a system failure, is related to the hydraulic system, and we don't have that issue. The downside is that we don't have any reserve of hydraulic power. We can't free fall into position. So if we have to do an emergency landing gear extension, it has to be done all by the pilot. And it takes some time and it takes some effort. So we've come up with a technique that I refer to as the almost easy landing gear extension procedure.
I love it.
So people know how to properly extend the landing gear. We teach them do a certain number of cranks, sit up, add an intermanifold pressure to overcome the drag, look for traffic, do some more. And then to do a final verification of the landing gear system. So we get into in our system, we have an online ground school, which is free to our members, and then a standardized syllabus of flight instruction provided by one of our accredited instructors. And in the process of both the ground school and in the flight training, we go system by system, technique by technique, procedure by procedure through flying these airplanes so pilots know what normal looks like, what abnormal looks like, and what emergency looks like, and how they handle the airplane and its systems in each one of those types of operation.
You really are a gold mine of that kind of information because it varies even within a model within years, yeah. I would think.
We support 57 different pilots' operating handbooks from 1947 through the current production airplanes, Bonanzas, Barons, Debonairs, and Travelairs, and all of the iterations in between, turbocharged, turbo-normalized, even turboprop conversions, but that's not one of the separate pilots' operating handbooks. Under the beach, there were enough changes in the airplanes over the years, the Beechcraft saw fit to provide different pilots' operating handbooks for 57 different models that
we
teach.
And here's the thing, before a certain year, there was a marked lack of detail in those actual pilot operating handbooks. So my hope is that you guys have kind of enhanced them a little bit.
Well, we have quite a bit, and we've enhanced them with operating experience. The ABS was formed in 1967 specifically to share operating techniques amongst owners. And so we have 50 years of documented technique sharing. However, Beechcraft actually did go, with a very, very few exceptions. Beechcraft did actually go back and create gamma standard POHs for everything all the way back through 1947. The good news is that we have that level of detail for these airplanes. The bad news is actually the owner's manuals that predated the POHs for these airplanes contained a lot of folksy wisdom about operating these airplanes. And we've lost some of that detail. So much of what we do in our programs, both in our magazine and in our instructional programs, is we try to combine the two plus the knowledge that we've learned in 50 years of teaching these airplanes.
Sure.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Let's talk a little bit about you. You've got a blog. Is it mastery of flight training.com? Lots of dashes in that.
Everybody always calls it Mastery of Flight. I probably ought to trademark that term. It's Mastery Flight Training, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, Flight Training, with hyphens. Mastery-flight-training.com. And what I do, it's something that predates my 14 years at American Bonanza Society, actually. I do a weekly commentary, if you will, on some recent mishap, something that people are talking about. For instance, the most recent one I did, it concerned the Honda Jet runway excursion at Midway. Now, we don't know what happened yet at that point, but people are thinking about it. It's in the news. So what I do with what I call Flying Lessons Weekly, which is my weekly blog Wednesday nights, is I look at some sort of trigger event like that, and I discuss what might have happened. What are some of the things that come to mind we need to think about? We don't know, for instance, in that particular case what happened, but we do know the runway was very wet, and the airplane went off the end of the runway. So in that particular week, I talk about dynamic hydroplaning and the speed of hydroplaning as it relates to tire pressure and how that relates to normal landing speeds in the airplane. So it sounds complicated, but basically, I looked at that event and the discussed, these are things you need to think about when you're landing on a wet runway. It's free. You can go to masteryflighttraining.com with the hyphens and subscribe free. And I've got many thousands of readers around the world. It's forwarded by a lot of the regulatory agencies in other parts of the world as well. So that's something I do when I should be sleeping. But that I've done that for a long time, and I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, it's always tempting to Monday morning quarterback things. And so you really have to walk a fine line. You don't want to presuppose what the NTSB might end up coming out and saying actually happened in that accident, and you're certainly not there when it happens. But at the same time, like you said, you can bring up salient points that make sense for everybody.
Right.
And that's what I like to do. And actually, Rick Beach, who is the director of training for the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association, has some great statistics that he showed me when I met with him last year, January, about something else that shows internet traffic related to the discussion of an accident. And when a mishap occurs across the internet, people talk about it. A year later, when the NTSB report comes out and everyone has a pretty good idea of what probably happened, many, many fewer people talk about it. So the time, it's a trigger event, and we just talk about what might have happened.
That's absolutely right. So where can we find you here during AirVenture 2017, Tom?
Okay, the American Bonanza Society Pavilion is directly across from Theater of the Woods, so that's the easiest way to find us. We're just to the southwest of the Boeing ramp. We have a large white tent. We've had forums all week long in the tent. Today's the last day of forums, but we'll be there through the end of AirVenture Sunday afternoon.
That's fantastic. I'm Amy Labota, host of Attitude Adjustment. I'm here with Jill Tallman, senior editor, AOPA Magazine, and Tom Turner with the American Bonanza Society. We'll be right back.